From Bowling Green State University and the Institute for the Study of Culture and Society, this is BG Ideas.
I'm going to show you this with a wonderful experiment.
You're listening to the Big Ideas Podcast, a collaboration between the Institute for the Study of Culture and Society and the School of Media and Communication at Bowling Green State University. I'm Jolie Scheffer, Professor of English and American Culture Studies and your host for Big Ideas. As always, the opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of BGSU or its employees. Bowling Green State University and its campuses are situated in the Great Black Swamp and the Lower Great Lakes region. This land is the homeland of the Wyandot, Kickapoo, Miami, Potawatomi, Ottawa, and multiple other indigenous tribal nations, present and past, who were forcibly removed to and from the area. We recognize these historical and contemporary ties in our efforts toward decolonizing history, and we thank the Indigenous individuals and communities who have been living and working on this land from time immemorial. Joining me today is Elise Adrian to talk about the Obama-Chesky Voyager Cohort and Scholarship for Public Service Program. Elise is a student majoring in political science at Bowling Green State University and a member of the 2023 to 2025 Voyager Cohort. Thanks for joining me today, Elise.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's start with the Obama-Chesky Voyager Scholarship. Can you explain a little bit about what it is and what the process for applying was like?
Yeah, so it's a super new scholarship. The first cohort was actually the year before me. And we do have another Voyager Scholarship who got it first year. So that was super cool. BGSU is actually the only university in Ohio to have a scholar in both cohorts. So go Falcons. And the scholarship offers some last dollar financial aid to all 100 people in each cohort, and also offers like a wide range of other opportunities. So we got to go to the summit actually 2 weekends ago, where we met everybody from our cohort, came in from all across the country to Chicago to meet up and talk about what we're going to do for our summer voyages, which is a stipend offered by the Obama Foundation to allow us to travel wherever we please to do public service, either research or direct on-the-ground work. So I'm hoping to pursue something abroad, working with an on-the-ground NGO.
Folks may be familiar with longstanding competitive fellowships like the Marshall Program or the Rhodes Scholarship. Could you talk a bit about what the process was for the Obama-Chesky?
Yeah, so it was an application that was about 5 questions. I would say that it's definitely not as long as something like a Truman Scholarship, which is what I was looking to maybe apply to for graduate school, because it is something that's offered to undergraduate students instead of a longer standing fellowship or a graduate school scholarship. So it's not as extensive of an application as some of those, but it is still a little bit daunting, especially because the last question asks you to film a YouTube video, which I had never done before. So that was super embarrassing for me to do, actually. And I immediately like deleted the video once I realized that they had like watched it and didn't need it anymore, because I was like, I never want to see that again. And I don't want anybody to have access to that. But apparently it was good enough. So here today.
As you've suggested, I just want to make sure our listeners know, the Obama-Chesky Scholarship, it gives financial aid to reduce college debt, right? So as you've said, instead of being used towards a master's program, it's towards your undergrad program for folks interested in careers in public service. And it also provides funding for a meaningful travel experience to expand your horizons, as well as connects scholars with a network of mentors and leaders. So what are you hoping to learn from this program with this set of resources and programs that come attached to it?
Yeah, so I think that the Obama Foundation is doing 2 things with this scholarship. So the first part is alleviating that burden so that students don't have to take out student loans, or not as many student loans. And it's also kind of alleviating the burden of us having to work longer weeks so that we can dedicate more time to our studies. So a lot of people have actually been able to reduce their hours or quit their jobs completely to help with their studies, to continue with their classes.
What are you specifically interested in for yourself, hoping to gain out of this program?
Yeah, so I'm doing climate change policy. So that's pretty easily oriented towards public service. But the Obama Foundation has a wide range of what they believe public service is. So we have business majors, econ majors, people that you might not think would be involved in public service, but maybe want to create nonprofits or want to help the business sector be more oriented towards public service instead of serving the people higher up. So there's a wide variety of people that are in this cohort. And that was super interesting when we got to all meet each other and like talk about what our majors were and what we're interested in. And it's really helped expand my view on like what public service actually is.
Could you tell us a little bit about what inspired you to want to pursue public service?
Yeah, I've always think that I've been interested in public service. In high school, I did a lot of community service work, specifically with youth that were disadvantaged. So I helped review programs for my hometown that helped homeless youth. And that kind of made me realize that I need to take my privileged position that I have and use that to help the broader public good. So yeah, that's kind of what I came into college hoping to do. And that's what this scholarship is also helping me do.
And what sorts of things are you hoping to do around climate action in particular?
Yeah, so we're still kind of designing our voyages, but I'm hoping to go to a country in the global south that is facing climate change issues and see what these people are doing on the ground, like with some non-governmental organizations, what the governments are providing resources for, and how groups are kind of rallying around these communities that are being devastated by climate change.
Part of the Obama Chesky Foundation is about helping students to expand their network of mentors and leaders. Who have been some of the leaders and mentors thus far at BGSU or in your wider career to this point?
Yeah, I think the other Voyager has been helpful to me.
The other BGSU student from the prior cohort.
Yeah. She's a senior doing psychology research. So she's helped me kind of connect to people in the senior cohort who did do stuff that's similar to mine. So those senior Voyagers have told me about their voyages, and that was super helpful to kind of help realize that maybe there are a lot more networks out there that I can tap into. And the Obama Foundation actually provided us with somebody who worked in President Obama's cabinet or was one of his appointees that is related to what we're doing. So my mentor works with think tanks and does other kind of research-oriented stuff. And she's helped me build some connections with potential communities that I can help work with.
And what has been your relationship with your academic mentors been like here at BGSU?
Yeah, they've been invaluable. The political science department here is absolutely fantastic. All of the professors care so much about the students. So my professors have been very helpful in connecting me with their networks, but also kind of grounding me in what I want my idea to be, because sometimes I'm thinking way too theoretical and it won't actually work in practice. And since they've done field research before, they've gone to these countries, they know kind of how to steer me towards something that's going to actually be meaningful and work out.
Are there any particular folks you want to shout out for thanks while we're on the subject?
Yeah, I mean, I'll shout out Dr. Simone. He's been super helpful in helping me pick a country to go to. And then Dr. Keir has been super helpful in like learning all of the stuff that I need to know for like climate change, like learning the terms, different aspects of it that I didn't know before. His class has been super helpful to me this semester.
Great. We're going to take a quick break. Thanks for listening to the Big Ideas Podcast.
Question. Answer. Discussion.
If you are passionate about big ideas, consider sponsoring this program. To have your name or organization mentioned here, please contact us at ics@bgsu.edu.
Welcome back to the Big Ideas Podcast. Today, I'm speaking with Elise Adrian, a 2023 to 2025 Obama Chesky Voyager Scholarship recipient for their work in climate action. Elise, in April of 2023, you gave a TEDx BGSU talk on eco-bricking as a way to mitigate the effects of single-use plastics on the environment. First up, can you talk to us a little bit about what eco-bricking is and how it can aid in mitigating some of the effects on the environment?
Yeah, so eco-bricking is taking single-use plastics and shoving them into bottles to make sure that they don't degrade in the sun. So it's a very scientific process. When plastics are just kind of left in landfills, the sun's rays hit them and it degrades the plastics into microplastics, which then pollute our air, water, and ground. So we're eating, drinking, and breathing microplastics every single day of our lives already. And that's something that's just going to increase exponentially the more plastic that we put in landfills. So eco-bricking is working within that current system that we have of using single-use plastics to kind of try and mitigate that effect. And it's something that people can do in their everyday lives. So I'm trying to empower people to kind of take that into their own lives and be mindful about how much plastic they're using, but also realizing that single-use plastic is unavoidable in the current system that we live in. So trying to mitigate the effect as much as possible is something that eco-friendly people can do. So every week, I actually round up all the plastic I use, wash it and dry it, and then I cut it up and I stick it into the bottles. And eventually, I'm hoping before I graduate that I can make like a plant potter that is covered in mud so that that plastic is not exposed to the sun. And that can serve as a reminder to people on campus to be aware of how much plastic they're using.
As part of that TEDxBGSU process, you talked about doing workshops in this process. What's been the impact for you of doing workshops on how folks can eco-brick themselves?
Yeah, so I go into these workshops kind of explaining what they are first, what eco-bricking is, kind of giving a little bit of that science behind it. But I'm not a science major, so I go over the minimal things that I know about it. But I gear it more towards a mindfulness aspect because I think that that's what people will take away mostly. So I want them to think about how much plastic they use every day. And I tell them, after you leave this workshop, don't forget about it. Every day for the next week, think about all of the plastic that you're using and collect it. Because then at the end of the week, you see that pile of plastic and you're like, wow, that is awful. Because I'm just one person on this earth and I'm using that much plastic. And so I think that it kind of makes people stop and realize what's happening and what they're doing to the environment and helps them kind of feel bad about it. And then that helps them take action.
You are also an honors student at BGSU. Could you talk about what you have been working on for your honors project and how that dovetails with the work you are planning with the Obama Chesky Scholarship?
Yeah, so for my honors project, I'm reviewing the university's climate action plan with Dr. Keir as my primary advisor. So we're looking at all of that data that BGSU has collected over the past almost 10 years since that climate action plan has gone into effect. So I'm also working with Dr. Nick Hennessy, sustainability coordinator, to get that data because we subscribe to a service called SciMap, which allows us to kind of take all of this data from across the university, compile it together, and then see what the effects of the university are on the environment. We can see our overall emissions. So we're taking that data and kind of looking at it through the lens of the Climate Action Plan to see if what was talked about and what was supposed to be implemented has actually been implemented.
What do you hope that the BGSU community will learn from your project?
Well, I'm hoping that it's positive. I haven't looked at the data yet, so I don't exactly know if BG has lowered its emissions over the last 8 years, but I'm hoping that we have, especially because we've eliminated some buildings, but we also have added some other things that could affect our carbon output, such as putting air conditioning in some of the residence halls, which is completely necessary as summers are getting hotter here in Ohio. But that does affect the carbon output that the university has. But there have been a lot of green things that have been added, such as the LED lights on campus. We're hoping to add LED lights to the Slater Ice Arena as well. So we're hoping that that drastically lowers the amount of kilowatt hours that they use. So overall, we're hoping that BG has lowered its carbon emissions, and the Climate Action Plan is actually up for renewal soon. So we're hoping that that honors project can kind of go into that review and see where BG is lacking and where it's doing well to hopefully, you know, kind of influence the plan going forward.
How do you see your honors project and the Obama-Chesky scholarship, how do you see those connected to being a political science major and your own professional goals? What is your longer term plan post-graduation, and how do these things fit together for you?
Yeah, that's a huge question. I'd start out by saying that I applied to the Obama-Chesky Voyager Scholarship knowing that they wanted me to have a plan for my life. Just reading the questions, you can tell that they want you to kind of have a plan for what you're doing in your career of public service. And I was like, well, I do this eco-breaking thing. I did this TED Talk. I'm interested in climate politics and have been for a long time. So I'm just going to pick climate change and go with it, because I didn't exactly know what I wanted to do for my career. It seemed like kind of this nebulous thing that existed outside of college, but I was too scared to think about. And so I was like, well, if I apply to this and I get it, then that's something telling me that that's my calling and that's just what I need to dedicate my life to. And so then I did win it. And I was like, okay, well, climate change it is. So I think that, you know, that eco-bricking is kind of a really niche subject within the broader climate change spheres, but it has really shown me that there are so many different ways of tackling the different effects of climate change, and there's no one solution that actually works. It needs to be a system of so many different tiny local solutions mixed with international policy. And so that's really helped me kind of take what I'm learning out of the classroom and apply it to my life. And I think this honors project is really going to help me, because I want to look at climate change policy as well and potentially write some legislation myself. So this is kind of a smaller scale way of seeing what policy looks like.
What is your advice to other students who may be interested in public service and or in climate action?
Yeah, I'd say that if you're a rising junior, then apply to the Obama-Chesky Scholarship. It'd be really cool if another BGSU student got it next year. But overall, I would just say find a project that you're interested in and go for it and kind of figure out what you need to do it. We have an environmental service group on campus now, and those are students that are really dedicated to environmental service, and they want to help the university get better. And that's a way of public service based in volunteering, where mine is more of a public service based on education. So I think public service can be a lot more than what people think it can be. And there are a lot more definitions and ways to do it. So I think that maybe just pursuing what you're passionate about and then finding opportunities and other things along the way.
And for those who are specifically interested in the Obama-Chesky Voyager Scholarship, or for other highly competitive programs like you alluded to, the Truman, the Rhodes, the Marshall, any advice for going after those sorts of scholarships and fellowships?
I would say start your application early, because I know a lot of people who wait until the last second, and then they might need a recommendation that they didn't know that they needed, and then they're emailing the professor being like, please submit it. Or just other things like that, like starting early, looking at all the questions, and also seeing where all of the questions connect. Because I read all of the questions for the Voyager Scholarship multiple times before I even attempted writing any of them. And that kind of made me realize that these questions all have a common thread of them like wanting us to have a firm plan, knowing that that plan will change because we're human and it does. But they wanted us to have some form of plan for our lives. And they wouldn't pick people that were kind of like, well, I like public service and volunteering, but I don't know what I want to do.
I think one of the things I'll underscore that I heard you say too, though, is the idea of you don't have to have everything firmly in stone to know that there are connections amongst the things that interest you, and to sort of recognize that you can be in the process of figuring it out and still know enough to move forward.
For sure. Yeah, you can say that you have a plan now, but that plan will change. And for me, that plan has changed at least 5 times. but knowing that you are passionate about something and kind of, I think they really liked my eco-bricking project because it was kind of daunting at first, getting all of those university connections and just making it happen. And that showed that passion kind of manifested already. So I would say getting involved in like your local campus community is the most important thing when applying to one of those fellowships, because they don't want people who say that they're going to do things and then don't do them. So showing that you already take action, even if it's really small things, shows that you can do bigger things in the future.
It was great talking and learning from you today, Elise. Thank you so much for talking with us on Big Ideas. Listeners can keep up with other ICS happenings by following us on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube. You can listen to Big Ideas wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Please subscribe and rate us on your preferred platform. This script was researched by Autumn Dunaway and Delana Harris and written by Delana Harris. Sound engineering was provided by Brendan Akatura, Phil Beskid, and Marco Mendoza.